Three people dying one day. Oy biyar bor yom rus takes 4 days for three people to die. Ain't the devil. That's no good. That's not called a devil. Vayet drukras ir hamoytziya chomesh meyas ragli hevi. This was a city called Drukras that had 500 men living there. The yotzum imenu shloisha meisim biyom echad. And it happened that in one day three people died from the devil, from the plague. And goes the Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda Tainisa. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, not like the Brisa before, was Goyza Tainis. He says if you have three people dying in one day, you have to be Goyza Tainis. That's called the plague of Devar. We have to start fasting right away. And Omer Rav Nachman bar Rav Yitzchok, Keman, like who am I saying like? I'm saying to Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Meir Shita. To Yomer, he says a svar in the Gemara Baba Kama about what makes a shor into a muad. We know there's a tam and there's a muad. If a shor, if an ox, hit somebody one time, he's only called a tam, he has to pay chati nezik. When he does it three times, he's called a muad, then he has to pay nezik sholem. So Rameyah says a svara, richav negichos of chayiv. If a shor hits somebody in 3 different days, 3 times, he's called a muad. So kiriv negichos of the koshchein. Rameyah says a svara, if the same day, one after another, this ox goes and hits 3 different people, he's called a muad right away. Like just like you say, if you wait 3 days, one a day, he's called a muad. So if he does it 3 times in one day, now it's richik nigichosav. If it's separated one after another, one day after another day, you become a muad. So kiruv nigichos lekoshchein. For sure, if the nigichos happen close together, one after another, the same day, you call the muad. So here also, madach, you're telling me it's called the plague. If 3 people die in 3 days, so if you have 3 people dying in one day, for sure it's called the plague, and therefore you have to start fasting right away. Omalei Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Chisda, said to Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Yitzchak, Leikim mar leis legabon. Nachuru, you should come and live by us. Like I see, you're a big Talmud Chochem, you know what you're saying. You're saying good things. Like, you should come and live with us. Is Omalei, he answered back to Nina, I learned like this, that Rav Yaisi Yomer, Loi mekoimoi shalah demechabdoi. It's not the place that you live that place gives you respect. In other words, you want me to go to you, I'll get more respect there. No, that's not the way it works. The person where you live, you give respect to that place. In other words, if I'm in this place right now, like I have to be here. I give respect to the town that I'm in, therefore I have to stay here. I can't come to live by you. And Rashi says, Tanina, Tani Ano, Shoinani Braisa Zur Rabbi Yosi Yomer.
It's not enough if I'm going to go to live near you, so you want to tell me now in your place I'll receive respect from your place. No, it's the person that gives respect to the town. So therefore where I am right now, I give respect to my place, I have to stay here. And Shekain Motzina, we found the same thing, Bahar Sinai. Shekol Zaman Shashchina Shruya Lov, Kol Zaman Hashem was there giving the Torah on Hasinai, Omra Torah, the Torah says, Gam Hatsoin V'yabokar Ayiru Amul Horahu. The Torah says, no sheep, no cattle, let it go near Hasinai, you can't pasture on Hasinai. Because it has Kedusha now. Since Hashem is there, the Shechina was there on Hasinai, you can't go near it. Of an Istalkul Shechina, after the Matan HaTorah, that the Shechina went away from Hasinai, is Omra Torah, then the Torah says, the Mishaykh Hayyavu, when they blow the Shafer, hey Mayalo Bahar, then you're allowed to start to go up the mountain and pasture there, and the animals could go there. So you see, when does Hasinai have Kedusha? When the Shekhinah is there. In other words, the person, the Shekhinah is Mekadosh Demakom. And when the person goes away from the place loses its Kedusha. The Chain Matsinu B'yayamayu, the same thing in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. Sheva Midbar, in the Midbar. She calls the man Shunoto, he calls the man the Mishkan was set up, the tent was set up. Or Mutar the Torah says, Vayishalchu min ha-machne kol tzeruah. There's a mitzvah eser, keep the machne kodesh, and if somebody has mitzaras, has the tzaras, he has to go out of the machne. Mashenkein hugloi, when they rolled up like the they rolled up the curtains of the Mishkan. So they took down the Mishkan. Hutru zavin ha-mitzaron likonis tshom. Then the Machna has no more Kedusha, like the Mishkan is not here anymore, the Mishkan is folded up, they're traveling. Now the Mitzaroyim and the Zovin are allowed to come back into the Machna, because the Machna doesn't have its Kedusha. In other words, what gives the Kedusha to the Machna, to the camp of Klal Yisrael, when we have the Mishkan there? It's the Mishkan that gives Kedusha to the Makam. But when you take the Mishkan and fold it up,
and they're traveling and has no more kedushas mishkan, the place has no more kedusha, therefore mitzayron azov is allowed to come back in again. So Amalei, so Nachman said back to him, Ihachi, if so, if you don't want to come to me, neke mano legabi mar. You know what? I'll get up and I'll go to you. I'll go to you better. Neke mano legabi mar. I'll go to you. Is Amalei, he said, no, I don't want you to come to me. Mutav, it's better. Yovoi mona ben pras. In other words, I'm a choshev person, but I'm only a ben pras. My father is not as choshev as your father is. It's better to come a mona ben pras, etzo mona ben mona. Mon is like 100, and pras is a little bit. In other words, a mona ben pras means my a mona 100, the son of a pras a little bit. Eitzel should go to someone that's a mona 100, ben mona, that your father's also a big tzaddik. V'yayove mona ben mona, eitzel mona ben pras. In other words, my father wasn't as chashiv as your father. Therefore, it's a svara, I should go to you, and not you should come to me. Rashi says, pras further down. Pras, what she said, that pchat, it's only half of a mona. Veloshim prus, like a piece. Sha'oviv, sha'rav Nachmin, ba'rav Chizda, Godol, was a greater person, me'yitzchok, oviv, sha'rav Nachmin. Rather than the Rav Nachmin, the son of Rav Yitzchok. Because Rav Yitzchok wasn't as great as Rav Chizda. Me'demitkiri, ba'rav Chizda. Because Rav Nachmin, ba'rav Chizda, it's called the son of Rav Chizda. V'yidof, the other Rav Nachmin is called Rav Nachmin, bar Yitzchok. Mechlau Shlois Nismach. Now Yitzchak, his father Yitzchak didn't have smicha. He's not called Rav Yitzchak. So therefore, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda has a bigger yichud because of his father, rather than Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak. So therefore, Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak said, "I'll rather go to you, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda, because you have more chshivas, you have more yichus than I have." Yeah. But the besura that happened in town of Sura, Heves Debrato. There was like a plague there. There was a plague there. And Bishvifu said the Rav, around the vicinity where Rav lived, Lehevis the Brato, that the plague didn't take effect near the vicinity where Rav lived. Is Sovru Menei, the people in the town thought, the people in the town thought, Mishrim Schuse the Rav, the Nofish is Chazulhu, the Nofish. They thought the reason why the plague is not taking effect us, because since we have the Tzaddik Rav living with us, Rav's Schuse is protecting us. So what happened was, is Chazir Lei B'Chilma. Hashem made it that the people in the city had a dream. And they said like this, Rav, Denofesh Chusei Tuva, Ho Milsa, Zutra Lei the Rav. It's true, Rav has a lot of Chusim, but to save you from this plague, you don't need Rav's Chusim. Even a smaller Chus could save you. Ela Mishum, you know what's saving you from this plague? Mishum, who garbled, there's a certain person there. The Shayo Mori used to borrow out his hatchet. Uzvile, and his shovel, Likfura. He used to lend out his shovel for people to be covered to dig a grave. Now, since he did a lot of chesed, because of that person, Hashem saved the town from the devil. Trashim Hashem Chus said the Kfura, Mother do Mida Kneged Mida. That is called Mida Kneged Mida. Hey, since the people in this town were nice about Kfura, that they lent out their shovels, that people should be able to dig a grave, Hashem gave Mida that you don't have to use the grave. That when the Devar comes, it won't affect the people in this vicinity. Weiter. Did Ruktreis in this town have a delicto? It was a fire, a big fire spread out in this town. Uveshvivu said the Rafuna lay have a delicto. And around the vicinity where Rafuna lived, the fire didn't take effect. Punkt, the fire didn't burn the houses around Rafuna. Is Sovimine, the people in the town thought that Bischus of the Rafuna, the Nofish, that because Rafuna is such a big tzad, because of his chusim, he's protecting us from the fire. So Mer says again, it's Chazel Lehu Bechilma. No, the people in the cities have saw in their dream that Hai Zutrule the Rafuna. To save you from the fire, you don't need this chusim of Rafuna. It's somebody else that's protecting you. El Nishum He Yisasa. Because there was a lady there, the Mechamamez Tanura, she used to heat up her oven. Oh, Mishayda Lishvavusei, and she used to lend it out to her neighbors and say, whoever wants to use my oven to bake your bread, and you can use my oven. So again, it's a Mida Kenegan Mida. Mida, she did chesed with fire. She had the heat of her oven. She lent out to people. Bezchus dat, Hashem saved this vicinity from the fire to burn them up. Omalei Rav Yehuda. So Omrulei the Rav Yehuda, they told Rav Yehuda, Osi kamsi, yishno locusts are coming. Is Goza Tanisis. So Bezoi, that's one of the things in the Mishnah. If you see kamsi, locusts are coming, it's a big plague for the Tua to eat up all the grass. The Tua, so it was Goza Tanisis. Omrule, they said to him, Omrule, Leikom Asadim. That this locust didn't eat up anything. It didn't ruin the Tua. Is Omulus, they said back to them, Zavdo Aisi Badaya, like for some reason these locusts brought companions with them that they didn't have to eat up the Tua, they took care of themselves. In other words, it wasn't something normal. Rashi says, Kamsa means arba, like locust. Shemachalas at Tua. Usually when locusts come, they eat up all the gra- all the Tua, all the wheat, the grains that's growing, it eats it up. Kloikom Asadi, Leibin Lemita Tanisa. Now since this locust is not eating anything, we don't have to fast. So he said, Zavdo Aisi Badaya, Vitamiya. Did the locusts bring food with them? In other words, maybe Mitzvah cared. Because even though they didn't ruin anything yet, but don't worry, they will. Like, that's normal, that locusts eat up Tfuah. So even though they didn't do it yet, but Mitzvah, they will do it yet. So therefore, it's good why we have the tiny still stay in effect. Omru Leder Rav Yehuda. They told Rav Yehuda now, Omru Leder Rav Yehuda, Ika Musna Bichaziri. There's this plague, Musta, people are dying from, in Chaziri, in the town. Is Goza Tanisa. He was Goza Tanis in his place. Is Nechura, why? Neymar Kasav Rav Yehuda, Make Mushaleches. Mi Min Echad, Mushaleches Mikol Haminim. No, for God's sake. The Maisu was Omru Leder Rav Yehuda, Ika Musta Bichaziri. Hey, there was a plague, Chaziri means in the Chazir, in the pig. The pigs were dying. There was a plague going around killing pigs. So because of that, Goza Tanisa. Rabbi Yehuda was Goza Matinus. So the Chura, why? You, the Jews, don't have pigs. So what's the bit if the pigs die? Like, it's not going to affect the Jewish animals. Is the Chura, what you have to say is, name the Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Maka Meshaleches, Mi Min Echad, Meshaleches Mikol Aminim. Once there's a plague going on one type of an animal, it's going to affect all the animals. So even though so far only the pigs are dying, we have to be afraid that plague is going to go and kill out cows and sheep, and therefore the Jews have to make a tainus now. So Mar says, light, no, that's not the pshat. It could be when there's a makin, one min, only that type will die, and not other animals. So then the kasher is, if only pigs were dying, why did Rabbi Yehuda have to be girded to a tainus? Teretziz shani chaziri. I'll tell you, pigs are different. Because their intestines, their inside, is the same type like a people. So the kids of the plague took place in their intestines inside them, it's very possible the same plague will take effect upon people. So we're afraid the plague may come and kill us. So because of that, he was Gezer Tainis, that the plague should not come to kill the men. They told Shmuel, Ika Musna Bechuzoi. There's a plague in the city Bechuzoi. Is Gota Tanisa. So in his own town, far away, he was going to start fasting now that this plague should not come to us. So Omule, they asked him, "I v'homerachik, it's very far away, Chuzoi. Like where Shmuel lives, it's far away from Chuzoi, how come you're going to Tainis?" Omer, he said, you should know, Lekim Avrahochem, the apostle, there's nothing really to block the plague from coming. Even though it's far away, so what? A plague could travel, and we have to be careful, therefore we have to make a Tainis right now to stop it. Omru Leder Rav Nachman. Told Rav Nachman, Ika Musna Biyarav Yisrael. Shno, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a plague there, and therefore, Goza Tanisa. Even though Rav Nachman lived outside Eretz Yisrael, still he was Gezer Tainis where he lived. His Omer, he said like this, Im Gevira Leika, if like the master gets hit, in other words, if Eretz Yisrael is hit, Shivcha Lekol Shchein, doesn't the maid for sure get hit? As here also, if Eretz Yisrael has a plague, we have to be afraid wherever we live that maybe that plague will come to us also. Therefore, Rav Nachman was Gezer Tainis in his place. The Mar says, "Taima di gvira v'shivcha." It's because it's like a master and a maid. Ha shivcha v'shivcha lei. Mashma, if the two places are like maids, then you don't have to be afraid. I v'omru le'el Shmuel, they told Shmuel, Ika musna bechuzoi, that there's a plague in bechuzoi, that both these places were outside Eretz Yisrael, and still got a tanisa. So you see, he was Gezer Tainis. You don't have to say because Eretz Yisrael is like the Gvirta, is like the master. Stop! A plague travels fast, you have to be Gezer Tainis, it shouldn't come to you. So Mar says, no. Shani Hossam, I tell you, by Shmuel's case of bechuzoi, when Shmuel lived, there's different. Kivon de Ika Shayarto, de Levoye v'yasi Badei. Since there are caravans that travel back and forth from the two cities, we're afraid then they will bring the plague back and forth. So that's why Shmuel was afraid. Ma'ashenkin and Eretz Yisrael, the only reason why you're afraid outside Eretz Yisrael is because of this new svarim, that Eretz Yisrael is like the Gevirat, Eretz Yisrael is like the master, so if a plague comes on the master, for sure it may come upon the maid. He must say, Abba, Umna, Heve Asyele, Shalma, Mimisifta, Derekia, Kol Yema. Abba was, Umna was a doctor. This doctor, every day, they used to give him Shalom Aleichem from the Rekia to Shemayim. That was from Shemayim, they gave him respect. Ula Abaya, Kol Ma'ali Yema, the Shabbatah. Abaya only got the Shalom Aleichem from the Mesifta de Rekia from Shemayim only once a week on Erev Shabbos. L'Rova Kol Ma'ali Yom HaKippurei. Rova only received the Shalom Aleichem from Shemayim once a year on Erev Yom Kippur. So have the Kochol Shadaita de Abaya. Abaya, when he heard about what's going on, that this Uman, this Dr. Abba, received Shalom Aleichem every single day, he felt bad. He got a Chlishis Adas Mishum Di Abba Umno. Like he figured, how come this doctor gets Shalom Aleichem every day and I only get it once a week? Is Omrulay, so he said back to him, Le Motis Lemetik Yuvdei, you can't do the same thing he does. He does Gevaltik Gezachin, that's why he's getting Min HaShemayim, or like Shalom Aleichem every day. But you, Abaya, don't have the same credits that he has. So that's what he said, Omrulay, what Le Motis Lemetik Yuvdei, you, Abaya, you can't do like this Abba Umna did. Well, Mayev Yuvdei, what was so great that he did, the Abba Umna, Tichihevi Ovid Milsom, and used to make like a inspect the people, or give them an operation, whatever you have to do to them. Hevi Mochis Gavra Luchud Vinosh Luchud. He would take in and put the men in one separate room, and the ladies in another separately. He would take them separately, not together. The Yisle Levushi used to have a special type of a clothing, of like a shirt. The Yispe Karna, it had like a cup on it. The Yavis Bezia, and it had like a slit on it, a cut. Kikasota, had like a slit on it. In other words, when he used to have a lady to examine or to give her an operation or something, he would put this jacket over her. That he shouldn't have to look at her. That's what Abba Ben Yom used to do. Rashi says he was a makis dam. He used to always let blood, bloodletting. When he used to have a shop open to let blood from people, he used to have the men separately and the women separately. Rashi says, let's know you, and the Isper Karna show you to Kuaboy. He used to have like a caravan, like a horn, into the shirt, that he would take the blood out of it, but the ladies would put on the shirt, he wouldn't have to look at them. Taita. The Islay Duchta de Tsniyo, the Shade Beib Shita. He used to have a pushka outside that people would pay for the job he did. That whoever would want to put the money, put it in privately. To Shokel. The Islay Shadibay. People that had money could afford, used to pay him for the job he did. The less life, people that couldn't afford it, loy mixtev, they didn't get embarrassed for not paying. Because he didn't make them pay him. He used to have a pushka outside, a box outside his office, and say, when you leave the office, whoever could afford, put the money in. That's what he used to do. Kiyavi Yisram Melei Tzumim Rabbonin, when he used to have a Talmud Chochem, a young Talmud Chochem, come in to have bloodletting, is Agri Menei L'Shokul. That was treat. They didn't take money from the Talmud Chochem. He said, you don't have to pay me. But you know what? Ubasar Dekoyi L'Shokul. Ubasar Dekoyi Yoyiv Le Pshiti. But after he finished letting out the blood, Fakert, the doctor would give the Talmud Chochem money. The Yomalei, and he would tell the person, Zil Brer Nafshach, you go become healthy. So he would give the patient's money and say with the money, go take care of yourself. Yom Echoder happened one day, Shod Rabbaya Zuga the Rabbonin Lemivdike. So Abaya wanted to test him out to see if Abba Ben Yomin was really such, Abba Umin was such a big tzaddik or not. He wanted to test him out. So Abaya sent two Talmid Chomim to him. Is Oisvinu V'yachlinu. So they both went to visit this Abba Umna, and Abba Umna gave them both to eat, V'yashkinu gave them to drink, Omochlei V'siktari Balayla. And he gave them a beautiful mattress, or a beautiful thing at night to sleep on. Rashi is a mochle v'sitzkri. Kipo tachtayim tachshite temer. When they slept at night under their beds or the pillows, they put beautiful type of flax, like lishan bev, they should sleep on it. That's how Abba Umin treated these two Talmidei Chachamim that Abaya sent him. In Batzar for the next morning, you know what these two Talmidei Chachamim did? Karchinu, they rolled up this beautiful flax, v'shaklinu,